Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
So Donovan bringing us back. 17-2. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene is the resident, one of the resident CPAs in our brain trust, an author, a speaker, consultant, and coach to a lot of CEOs out there, including people just like you, small business owners just like you. His book, Finance for the Non-Financial Managers, I think it ought to be the Bible on your desk for operating the financial part of your business. It's plain English, what you need to know to track the financial part of your business so that you can become a more sophisticated, a more professional CEO of your small business. Gene, thanks again for being here. You gave us a list of six intangible things, mostly intangible, that help us determine the value of our business: markets, products, customers, gross profit, prospects, and the organization. Talk to us about markets. How do we build that into the calculus of value?
Here's the thing about your market. If you want to grow your business in value, you got to have a big market. There have to be a lot of people who could potentially buy your product. So your market needs to be large enough population of current and potential customers so that you can sell as many products as you make. And the challenge for that is having products that appeal to a wide segment. Now, you know, there are some folks that, who have challenged that. Think of Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg. They developed a product that people didn't know they needed.
Right.
But now
not too many people can do that.
Yeah, not many people can do that. Yeah. So you really have to look at the people who buy your product or who might buy your product, and be able to say, "Wow, there's a lot of them." And if you can't, and when it comes to selling your company, if that's not a patently obvious, you got to be able to reasonably demonstrate that to somebody.
You got to be able to define your audience, your market. If not geographically, demographically.
Yeah, right? because your market is not only people online, who might buy your product, but who you can reach.
Right, so that's exactly right. So markets, you got to define, you got to be able to give an intelligent way of defining your market. And what about the products?
Products have to be good enough so that your market is going to continue to buy it. It's real simple.
And that includes services too, right?
Yeah, it does, sure, products and services. A good example, and I've had clients like this in the past, if you sell the finest, highest quality buggy whip in the world, or if you sell replacement parts for machines that are nearly obsolete, you know, you're not going to be able to sell enough of your products to appeal to a buyer. Mm-hmm. So your products need to be good enough and current enough and relevant enough. Think of cell phones. How many people buy flip phones anymore these days? They don't. They buy products that have new and exciting services and tools and tweaks. And I just upgraded my phone, and I did it because there are more features and more things that I can do with the new phone than I could with the old.
Right.
So that product has to be constantly appealing to your market.
Which brings us to number three. And the top, these first three all kind of overlap each other, don't they? Because your market will sometimes dictate the products, and your products and your customers will sometimes dictate all that. So the first three, product, market, products, and customers, you have to know who your customers are and if you have enough customers for the products that you want to sell, products and services you want to sell. One time somebody wrote me a long time ago, sent me an email. They wanted to open up a cigar bar in a little town. And I wrote him back and I said, look, I don't want to rain on your parade. But cigar bars are going out of business all over the place in big cities where there are lots of people who smoke cigars. and who want to hang out in a bar where people smoke cigars. I said, I'm not sure in a small town America, a cigar bar just as that is going to work.
Yeah, your hobby may not necessarily be a good business.
Right, right. So you got to be careful about that. And you said it earlier. Make sure you're not chasing a problem. That you're not peddling a solution to a problem you haven't found.
Yeah, or that isn't a problem anymore.
Right.
And
exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes that's really hard to do. If you built a business built around a product that has been solid and growing and then it's kind of tapered off, but it's still providing a good business living for you and your family, it's hard not to think that product is going to be great for the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be. You really have to be objective about this.
Let's get prospects in here in this discussion, too. We got markets, we got customers, we got products, we got prospects. Talk to us about that. Why is that important?
It's really growth prospects. It's really, do all those things blend together so you can demonstrate that you have the ability to grow your business? Because if someone wants to buy your business, they don't want to buy what you've already got. They figure they're going to have to pay you for that. They want it to be more down the road. So you've got to be able to demonstrate that you have growth prospects through a combination of all these things, that you know how to grow your business to make it larger, more profitable, more successful, broader reach than it is today. Companies,
right.
People that are buying companies are buying tomorrow's business, not today's business.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's the reason why right now, if you do this evaluation that Gene's talking about, you may determine that you're operating your business kind of like people were a year, like last year or day before yesterday. So if you're going to sell your business in a year or 5 years, you better be restructuring, right?
You better be working on it today.
We'll talk about that after these messages with our good friend Gene Siciliano, the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.